Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
Government urges businesses to cut prices as kwacha strengthens. ECZ aimed to be transparent on constituency delimitation. And Niger revokes licenses of tanker drivers who refuse to go to Mali amid jihadist blockade. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Government has urged traders, retailers, manufacturers and wholesalers to adjust prices downward and pass on the benefits of reduced operating costs to consumers following the continued appreciation of the Zambian kwacha against major international currencies. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mulenga says a stronger currency contributes to price stability, curbs inflationary pressures and enhances market competitiveness, hence responsible pricing practices promote consumer protection, fair trade and long-term business stability. Mr. Mulenga further states that a stronger local currency reduces the cost of imported goods, raw materials, machinery, fuel and intermediate imports that are critical to production and distribution. A reduction in inflation and fuel coupled with power stability lowers operational costs for businesses and creates a clear opportunity for price reductions across various sectors of the economy, said Mr. Mulenga in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mulenga has described the trend as a sign of growing confidence in the country's economic fundamentals and the effectiveness of ongoing macroeconomic and fiscal policies, which must fully benefit Zambians. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has challenged Chitambala Mwewa, a social media vlogger and businessman popularly known as Simon Mwewa Lane, to retract a statement attributed to him published on Simon Mwewa Lane television on Friday, 9th January 2026, suggesting that a single woman is unworkable for the office of mayor and that the position should be reserved for a family man. NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katebe has described the statement as sexist to intimidate women and discourage them from seeking high-level presidential, parliamentary and local authority seats. Ms. Katebe said that such statements are not merely political opinions, but a direct assault on the spirit of the Zambian Constitution and the Gender Equity and Equality Act No. 22 of 2015. Adding that the comments perpetuate a dangerous culture of violence against women in elections. As the country approaches the 2026 elections, citizens must reject the use of sexist attacks designed to intimidate women and shrink the civic space, said Mr. Katebe in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She has therefore urged political parties to strictly enforce zero-tolerance policies on violence against women in elections and sexist campaigning within their ranks. Ms. Katebe has also called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to monitor and sanction those who use discriminatory language that violates the electoral code of conduct. She has further appealed to the Zambian public to reject leaders who promote division and discrimination, adding that the leader's ability to serve Lusaka or any part of Zambia is measured by their vision, integrity, competence, not their marriage certificate. Governance expert Wesley Mienda has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure transparency and full stakeholder and citizen engagement in the ongoing constituency delimitation process. The ECZ recently announced that it is in the final stages of preparations to undertake the delimitation of constituencies ahead of the 2026 general election. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mienda said inclusive public participation would help avoid challenges similar to those experienced during the enactment of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. He emphasized the need for the ECZ to clearly outline a roadmap detailing how the delimitation exercise will be conducted. Once everyone is involved, there will be no queries or concerns because people will be knowledgeable about the process, said Mr. Mienda.
Once this is done and everyone is involved, I don't think there will be any concern, there will be any queries, you know, going forward, because people have known just from the way it go. They will know that, you know, these are the constituencies that need to be delimited, then maybe subdivided, and, you know, people will still come on board and see how that actually situation needs to be handled. Going forward, we are saying government should start engaging stakeholders through internet. You know, consultation needs to be done and properly, so that, you know, once this program is done, everyone should be satisfied.
The Zambia School of Driving, ZSD, has urged the newly appointed Road Transport Development Agency, RTSA, board to prioritize strategies that will reduce accidents, safeguard lives, and instill a culture of responsibility among all road users. According to the Zambia Police, road traffic accidents increased by 13% in the fourth quarter of 2025 compared to the same period in 2024, and this sharp escalation underscores the urgent need for decisive and sustained action to improve road safety across the country. The Zambian School of Driving Driver Improvement Program Director, Hope Kumalo, encouraged the board that this is not a time for lip service but for board leadership, innovative solutions to ensuring road crashes reduce in the country. The newly established RTSA board should focus on establishing proper infrastructure for driver testing to ensure fairness, transparency and safety, said Ms. Kumalo in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Kumalo also emphasized the need to implement comprehensive training program for examiners to uphold professional standards and prioritize service excellence in line with RTSA's core values to build public trust and confidence. In African news, Niger has revoked the licenses of dozens of transport operators and drivers for refusing to deliver fuel to neighboring Mali, where they face possible attacks by jihadists. An Al-Qaeda affiliate imposed a fuel blockade on Mali in September and began attacking petrol tankers on major highways. The landlocked country depends on fuel imports and in July had signed a deal with Niger to supply 85 million liters of fuel over 6 months to its vast northern desert region where various military groups operate. Niger is an oil-producing country and a major ally of Mali, both run by military juntas, which face jihadist violence. Coming up shortly, Trump briefed on military and covert options for Iran, sources say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS. And you, inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. President Donald Trump has been briefed on a wide range of covert and military tools for use in Iran, two Department of Defense officials told the BBC's U.S. partner, CBS News. Long-range missile strikes remain an option for a potential U.S. intervention, but Pentagon officials have also presented cyber operations and psychological campaign responses, the sources said. Trump announced a 25% tariff on goods from countries with commercial ties to Iran on Monday, as rights groups say more than 600 protesters have been killed in 3 weeks of anti-government protests. Iran's foreign minister has said Tehran is open to talks with Washington, but remains prepared for war. That's the news today. Here's another look at the headlines. Government has urged traders, retailers, manufacturers and wholesalers to adjust prices downward and pass on the benefits of reduced operating costs to consumers, following the continued appreciation of the Zambian kwacha against major international currencies. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has called on the Electoral Commission